Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Carol Seddon, and she is going to talk about crop. So, Carol, tell us when this event is going to take place, because some people know about it, but we're going to talk about that too. But when is this event happening?
It'll be this Sunday, September 22nd at 2 o'clock at the City Park. And once we're finished, we have refreshments down in the Presbyterian's Fellowship Hall.
All right, so this is a walk, obviously. It's called the Crop Walk. What's the purpose?
Oh, to raise awareness, first of all, of the need for disaster and for hunger. Crop is one of the oldest hunger-fighting fundraisers events in the United States. This year, it should involve around 1,100 churches and communities, and it's just a mix of faith and individuals and schools, and actually 1/4 of the money actually stays in Atlantic. Our recipients this year will be the Atlantic Ministerial Association, the Church of God of Prophecy Food Pantry, and our Atlantic Food Pantry.
Okay. Can you tell us what CROP, CROP, stands for? Or we're just so used to saying crop. Perhaps it's not important. I think the meaning crop really, says kind of what it's about. So let's just keep thinking crop. And how long has it been going on, Carol? You know, you've participated for a lot of years.
Oh, in Atlantic, it's been a lot of years. But I think it's like 1940, somewhere in there that it is. And it's actually organized through Church World Hunger. And the nice thing to know is that a lot of the cost doesn't go to administration. Only about 4% goes to administration. And it just goes out to so many people. Actually, with the floods in Colorado, some of the money will be sent out there for the disaster response. That's all been fairly new. I think in 1970, they started responding to disaster relief. And any tax or any donation you give us will be tax deductible. So that's why it's a wonderful thing, too.
So anybody could come and participate, and from what you said about donations, if somebody can't participate for some reason, they could still participate by donating.
Yes, that would be wonderful. They can either just show up with a donation that day. They can send it. You'd have to make your checks out to Crop Walk and send it to St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 1011 East 13th Street, attention Carol Seddon, and that would be wonderful, and I'll get it sent in.
All right. Now, you've mentioned the Ministerial Association. Let's talk a bit about that. So, because this is not just one church sponsoring this, and it's probably sponsored by different people in different places, but in this area, it is sponsored by a ministerial association.
We have the Ministerial Association is actually a group of about 20 churches, most of our churches in Atlantic. And they just meet once a month, and their goal is just basically helping people in the community. It's really nice that they come together as a group. We work a lot with Teresa Canning to, like, kind of filter it and kind of, like, go through everything. And then she can contact, like, the treasurer if she sees a need where some of this money should go. Our treasurer this year is Pastor Ken Davidson at the Zion Church. The president is Pastor Don McLean of the Atlantic Free Church. Pastor Nancy Jensen is the secretary, and she is from UCC. So it's just kind of a nice group of everybody in the community. It's so nice to see the community working together to help others out.
And we might mention there are some other ministerial associations in the county. Just kind of depends on the area. So this is not unique to Atlantic necessarily to have a ministerial association, but it's always this group of churches working together, which is really great. Can you give us, Carol, some examples of what how the ministerial association might help somebody? They may be working through Teresa Canning, as you said, but just a couple of examples. What might they help with?
They could maybe help somebody hook up their utilities because they just don't have quite enough money. They might give somebody, a family, some meals. There's a business in town that they know that if we give them a voucher, they can go down there and they can just maybe have a good meal for the night. Once in a while, it's overnight lodging, could help with gas. There's just a number of things, you know, maybe back and forth for doctor treatments. They just don't quite have enough money. They maybe can help with that. So just many things. There's no certain item that they will help with. It's just they're open to everything.
Okay. And if somebody thought they needed help, and who should they contact? Is Teresa the first person you think, or should any one of the ministers? How would somebody go about that? You know, sometimes we have people come through town who need help, and I'm thinking you kind of help them sometimes too.
We either have them go through Teresa Canning, but of course that's office hours, and so otherwise Pastor Ken Davidson is a good one to call. Don't have his number right here, but you can look him up in the book, is at Zion Lutheran Church. And basically all of the churches can steer you in the right direction.
Okay. So that's good to know, that there is this support for people, you know, throughout the community. And, you know, sometimes we think, Carol, that missions, we always think of Africa or somewhere else. But we have missions at home also, and I think this is kind of a mission.
Oh, it's totally a mission. And I think sometimes people aren't aware that we do have the mission, and we do have people that are needing help in our own town of Atlantic, Iowa. Mm-hmm. It's just so many times people can be down in their luck, and just something small can just really make a difference in their lives.
You bet. Not necessarily ongoing, just maybe, there are small disasters in people's lives as well as these great big disasters, and a little bit of help makes a big difference. So, Carol, on the crop walk, is that all volunteer? Is somebody paid? How does the crop walk get organized?
Actually, I don't even know who the head person is that we get our information from. But as far as locally, it's all just volunteer work. Pastor Dennis Meyer was big instrumental in this, but since he retired, and I am treasurer of the monies, it kind of came here, but everybody has been helping out. Pastor Holly at the Presbyterian Church is kind to open up her church, to serve some of the refreshments. Volunteers provide bars. We have a gentleman in our congregation that makes the route out, so we have a path to follow. Our church is a stopping zone for drinks or using the restroom. So it just takes a bunch of people to do it, but we need a bunch of people to walk. That's what we're looking for, or make a donation.
Okay, so let's talk about walking. How long is the walk?
It's only about 3 miles. It's a really nice walk through the town of Atlantic, and most people do it in about an hour.
Okay. You know, Carol, I can see this as a, you know, it's a Sunday. It could be in a social event. You could just visit as you walk. It's not a race.
Oh, no, it's not a race at all. It's like some of the kids just do it. Sometimes the church, different youth groups do it. I enjoy it because you do. You just talk to somebody, and the time just really goes by because it's just, like you say, a social event.
You know, it just entered my head. What is it okay for kids to ride bicycles, or is this strictly a walk?
Oh, no, we have bicycle, we have skateboards, we have moms pushing strollers. It's just anybody. It's really, really nice. Lots of kids like to ride their bicycles, and then for them it's a race because they're young and they're waiting for us for a while at the church.
Yes. So, again, you're meeting at the Atlantic City Park, and what time?
2:00. We usually begin with a little prayer for everybody that this is going to help support and make a difference in their lives, and then we just walk at your own terms. And there's the stopping point, like I said, at St. Paul's for water, and then we meet back at the Presbyterian Church for a little refreshments.
More social time. So, you know, one of the nice things is you can go out, have a little exercise, visit a little bit, and at the same time, you're doing good stuff for other people.
Definitely, and it sure makes you feel a lot better, healthier, but it sure makes you feel better in your heart because you're helping somebody else.
If anybody has questions, Carol, probably calling you is the best idea, or any one of the ministers, but otherwise to call you.
That would be fine. The church number is 243-3678, or if you want to call me on my cell phone, it's 249-7213.
We want to thank you very much, Carol Seddon, for visiting with us about the crop walk coming up this Sunday. And Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "It is one of the most beautiful compensations of life that no man can sincerely try to help another without helping himself."